So we're going to Covina, California. Anonymous, you're on next with Jimmy Akin. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Father Jimmy, right?
Nope, just an ordinary Jimmy.
Oh, okay, Jimmy. Pleasure hearing your voice. And also, I recognize the other gentleman.
Jerry Usher? Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, recognize your voice.
Hi, Anonymous.
Well, anyway,
what's your question?
Anyway, I've been in dialogue with my family, my kin, regarding my pro-life views.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, I'm really disappointed, disgusted, personally offended by the opposition that I've experienced. I've made reverent references to, you know, the Catholic Council Bishop's view, also Catholic Radio, Archbishop Gomez, readings, what have you, anything possible. And what I experience is discrediting, shunning, mocking, and of those references. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, you know, as a Christian, a pro-life Christian,
mm-hmm.
what is expected of my composure, or how should I carry on? Do I initiate the dialogue with them regarding those topics when I have a chance? Do I carry mm-hmm. on as if nothing occurred? Or do I bring it up whenever possible?
There's not a single answer on this question. It's a judgment call, and you're in a better position than I am to make that judgment call, because you know the people involved, you know the histories of the conversations in detail. You know, I don't know that. I would answer in general terms that if you're dealing with relatives on sensitive issues like this and you're not getting the results you want, then that's probably an indication that you want to change strategy. The change of strategy could be a number of different things. It could be, for example, just not talking about the subject and just doing your best to love them and show them that a pro-life person can be a loving person. Because one of the things that's out there in our culture is the lie that pro-lifers are a bunch of mean-spirited people, and they're not. They're joyful, loving people. And if you need to show them that to get the credibility with them for them to consider the pro-life position, then that's what you need to do. Obviously, you want to look for opportunities to help them reevaluate their position. And so if you see what looks like a promising opportunity, then, you know, take advantage of it, but don't push too hard, because you've already tried discussing these issues with them directly. It didn't bear the fruit that you were hoping, and so that would suggest it's time for a different strategy. And I'd suggest just being as loving as you can and as patient as you can, and pray for them, obviously, but also don't push too hard, and don't come off as a jerk when you do talk to them. Otherwise, you risk pushing them farther away.
All right, does that help, Anonymous?
Yeah, the loving part, they shouldn't have a problem with that. It's just, to me, it's a matter of urgency, and it's really difficult to have that patience.
When you say it's a matter of urgency, is one of your relatives contemplating getting an abortion?
No, what I mean is that we're all aware, you know, the information is out there mm-hmm. daily. There's what, 400 or 4,000 daily? You know, those numbers really, the statistics really bother me. So time
right.
is of the essence, I bring these points up.
I absolutely agree with you, Anonymous. It's urgent in that sense that we address the issue. But as a society, that's not going to happen until we change more minds. And so we do what we can with the minds that we have already on our side, but we need to do more, and we need to win more minds. And the way to do that is by not pressing too much in the short run and being willing to be patient, because if your own experience has illustrated it, if you push too hard, too fast, people will clam up, and you're not going to get them to change their mind by battering them with arguments. However valid your arguments are, you need, I know how frustrating it is, especially given the fact that children are dying right now. The best way we can help the children that are dying is being as effective as we can in changing hearts and minds. And that can mean going a little slower, being a little more patient, but still continuing to do what we can to work towards the ultimate protection of life in this country by changing the minds of the people who are currently on the other side.